Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie and Tommy give you more on your drive home. And with NIB, you get more than just health insurance. As a partner that helps you put your health first, there's a range of other perks when you join NIB, like heaps of health and wellbeing discounts through NIB Rewards. Visit nib.com.au. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Good. How are you?
Yes, so good. Big thanks to beautiful people of Melbourne who came out to my stand-up comedy special taping on Saturday night.
How'd you go?
It was great fun. Had a great time because
when can I see it? I meant to come, but I got busy.
I noticed you weren't there.
No, I did. Yeah. Anyway,
we put a sign on a seat.
You didn't.
We did.
I did feel bad because I realised on the day that I did want to come, but then I thought I couldn't call you and say I actually do want to come because it would have been.
Can you get Sammy in there, our producer Sam came in. He'll be able to testify. Put a sign. Sammy, you saw the sign on the front seat for Carrie, right, and the empty chair?
I did not.
Good boy. Don't catch him up in your lies, but I am sorry I missed you.
Sam, what happened then?
He's an honest man.
Do I want to have fun or do I want to keep my job?
Yeah. It was just a game of which one am I scared of more. heaps to come in the show, including Bickers, a bit of a controversial segment because we always go to our callers to get involved in this segment and never once has it gone right.
No, it's because they don't understand a segment.
But
it's
we do it again.
So easy.
That's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Monday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Do you want to intro it or me? I'm here with the content, but this is kind of your segment.
No, it's ours. Everything we do is ours.
Well, then it's time to say.
There's no intro.
Oh, isn't there? I thought we have a little opener.
No.
Thank you or no thank you.
Yes. We just pick things that we want to say thank you to and things that we want to say no thank you to.
We really should get an opener made up. That's a misstep on my part.
Well, okay.
On the tools,
but
Bickers.
Just to be clear. Yeah. It's not thank you.
Don't
or
tell them. Don't tell them.
No.
Don't tell them. Don't
thank you with a TH. It's thank you with an F or no.
I thought it was with a
thank
PH.
You.
This is no longer our segment. This is my segment.
No, I just feel the need to clarify because then when people start calling, they go, I want to say thanks to Jerry. No, it's thanks.
No, it's not even thanks, mate. It's thank you. Jesus.
Anyway,
new segment called Jesus Christ or not Jesus Christ.
Today I want to say no thank you.
Jesse pushes a button when you do that.
Oh, does he?
No, I'm joking.
I want to say no thank you to this stupid segment. No, I want to say no thank you to my children. Specifically. Specifically.
Yes. Who specifically are we saying no thank you to?
Specifically to their desire to scream at me from every corner of the house rather than find me, walk up and have a conversation with me.
But isn't that, I remember doing that as a kid. Mom!
I can't hear it anymore. I say no thank you to you screaming at me. It is sending me insane.
Should we put them up for adoption?
I'm close to it. Do not bellow at me like I'm a dog you're calling back in from outside, you know?
Okay.
Come and find me wherever I am in the house and talk to me.
Carrie, I know you're angry, but you are really, this is about your kids, and you are really directing it at me at the moment. I have never bellowed at you like you're a dog outside.
I don't understand why. Sometimes, yes.
You're a dog.
It's like they're calling me in.
Mom!
Mom! But honestly, sometimes the level that they scream, I think there has been a murder downstairs.
But my mum used to bellow.
They can't find the Nutrigrain. That's all that's happened. No murder.
Well, I mean, they've even got Nutrigrain. That's pretty good.
Exactly. So that they don't need to.
Well, you had Weet-Bix with water.
Oh, stop. Well, what do you say to that?
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
And you know what? While we're on Weet-Bix, I'd like to say no thank you to my dad for giving my dog, Wilbur, he would always give him dry Weet-Bix because he thought he got to enjoy them for the rest of the day because then Wilbur would walk around going, picking them off the roof of his mouth because they were so dry.
Oh, my God. That's abuse.
All day. So no thank you, Dad, and your dry Weet-Bix. And Wilbur, that's for you, your beautiful dead dog.
Did he choke to death on the Weet-Bix?
No, it actually kept him alive for quite some time as he kept going.
131060. Mm. What do you want to say? Thank you
That's great.
Thank you too.
Because this can also be, it can also be things, right? Because I would also like to say no thank you to when they put tea bags in a separate bag. Like, so you have an individually wrapped tea bag.
Yeah.
So you open a bag before you even get to your tea bag, just chuck them all into the box. Nobody cares.
Such a waste of paper too.
No thank you to the extra, to maybe it's you, Lipton. I don't know if it is, but no thank you to you, Lipton. Did they make your tea?
I'm a Twinings girl, actually.
And thank you to Twinings for supporting such a great charity.
And to be fair, when I open my Twinings box, they're all just there with not wrapped.
Thank you, Twinings, and no thank you.
To the morning tea that I designed. Thank you.
Thank you. Give us a call, 131060. Who or what are we saying thank you or no thank you to?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, we're saying thank you or no. No, thank you.
Yes, I'm saying no, thank you to my children who bellow at me from all corners of the house when they could just walk up to me and ask for the thing they need.
Carrie, you know now you have the production made for you.
Do I?
Yes, and you're not using it.
Sorry.
Well, then it's time to say thank you or no thank you.
Yes.
Francis, are you calling to say thank you or no thank you?
Oh, I rang before we were ever meant to call because I had a 20-year-old yelling at me this morning. Sorry, Curry.
Oh, my God.
A bit of, Mom!
Yeah. A 20-year-old daughter. I've got a 17 and a 20-year-old daughter now. So I'm so sorry, darling. You're going to have to just hang in there.
Are you telling me I've got decades ahead of this?
Yeah, because I know you've got Ollie and you've got two young daughters, but I'm just saying I could not believe it. I just walked into the bathroom this morning and my 20-year-old was yelling at Mum, and I'm like going, I'm just in the bathroom.
So in this case, I'm saying no thank you to Frances and her message that I'm going to have to deal with this for the next 20 years.
Are you saying
and
no
thank you? Guess what? Sorry, can I just warn you, sweetheart? In the years, you're going to have to text them with dinner's on the table. They're going to have the headphones in, and they won't hear you call. So you have to text them to say dinner's on the table.
Thank you,
Good
Frances.
On you, Frances.
Good on you, Frances.
Thank you. Who do you want to go to?
Should we go to Kylie?
Sure.
Kylie, what have you got to say?
I just want to say a big thank you to Tommy. I was there on Saturday night with my husband. We finally got out to have a date night, and I haven't laughed so much in my life. So I just wanted to say a big thank you because it was great to get out and to he brought up in his little comedy that we've been in lockdown for so long. So it was great to get out, Tommy, and see you. So
good on you, Kyle. Thanks for coming along. I'm glad you had fun.
Your little comedy.
I know, your little comedy show.
I should say, Kylie, though, this is not the thank you or no thank you segment. This is the thank you or no thank you. So did you want to say thank you or no thank you?
I want to say.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel sorry for you, Tommy. It's all good. I want to say thank you.
Okay. hang on. Kyle, why do you feel sorry for me? What happened?
Well, because Carrie's always picking on you. So.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Kylie.
She's Kylie.
She's a monster.
Drunk
Thank you, Kylie, for finally seeing the truth. Let's go to Anna. G'day, Anna.
Hi. I'm going to say no thank you to those damn Chupa Chups. Because every time my nieces and nephews come around, I have the happy idea of giving them lollies and they want Chupa Chups and I can't wrap them. And they're all crying and fighting because they want to be the first one to have it unwrapped so I can even have
Yeah, they're very tight,
and,
aren't they?
Oh, they're terrible. They are terrible. So, no, thank you.
No, thank you to Chupa Chups. Because
do you think
can
we
I
need
give...
to rename the segment?
No,
is
thank
it
you.
Just thank
to...
you
no,
to...
no,
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 thank
it's
you.
Thank you, mate. Anna, can I give you my one piece of Chupa Chup knowledge?
Yeah.
Did you know Salvador Dali designed the logo?
Oh.
No, I didn't.
No.
Well, do you want to say anything to me for that bit of knowledge?
Oh, no, thank you. I don't care less. I still can't open that Chupa Chup wrapper off those things.
Oh, my God. Okay, thank you, Anna. Let's go to Janet. G'day, Janet.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Yeah, pretty good. What do you got for us?
I'd like to say no thank you and hell no to all those damn Karens out there who come into my shop, who turn sunglasses that they've had for 2 years because they've got a little scratch on them and tell me that it's under a two-year warranty. And I go, no, sorry, it isn't. And they go, well, can I speak to the manager? I walk out the back, come back again and go, hi, I'm the manager. So hell no, bitches.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
There's nothing harder than picking a baby name.
Isn't there? Surely giving birth.
No, it's up there. No, because one's for life, you know. The other's temporary pain, you know.
So, obviously, you've got three. Mm. Does the pressure come off when you are
coming
to the third one?
No, because then you get through some of your favourites. And by the third, you're like, God, I'm all out.
Yeah, you've got to pick.
You know?
Yeah.
Which city do I pick, you know, is
yes,
where we ended
that's
up.
That's true.
But I think if you yourself have a name that's different.
Humpty Doo.
Or weird, Inaloo, you know. Or
Fanny Bay.
Or Common or something. You're so self-conscious of your own name. Mm. Like Karens. Everyone gives Karens a hard time, right? Mm. So you become so self-conscious of your own name that sometimes you get embarrassed by it.
I like the name Karen.
Well, list of Australia's most unpopular baby names is out.
Oh.
And I feel for some of the people on this list.
Talk to me.
If your name's Angela, unpopular. Kimberly, Alexa, Nicole, Ashley, Lorraine. I love Lorraines.
I find that hard to say. Lorraine.
Yes, because you got the L.
Yeah,
issue.
I go Lorraine.
They're great names, you know?
Oh, so you're going to
Ashley's my sister.
Yeah.
Gorgeous name.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Suzanne, I love the clothes. Like, gorgeous places.
It goes with that.
Boys, if your name's Kobe, apparently the most unpopular boy's name. And I didn't
Kobe.
Know, I didn't know what Kobe meant. Apparently, Kobe in Swahili is turtle.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
Or supplanter or cunning in Hebrew.
Supplanter.
What's supplanter mean?
Supplanter.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
No.
What's that mean
Nigel.
In Hebrew?
Ashton, Graham, Stuart, Gary or Bill. Unpopular baby names.
Bill. I'd love to meet a baby Bill.
A baby Bill.
Yeah.
Little Blinky Bill.
Yeah.
I dispute this and I want to hear from people on 131060. I want you to reclaim your name. If your name's on that list and you're like, that is a BS list.
Oh,
I love my name.
Okay, give them to us again quickly.
Angela, Kimberly, Alexa, Nicole, Ashley, Lorraine, Kristen, Suzanne. Or if you're a Gary, a Graham, a Nigel or a Jeffrey and you want to call up and reclaim your name. Or
Should
if
Nigel
you just
get...
always told your name sucks and you love it, I want you to call up now.
Okay. Do you want Nigel or do you want his friends to call?
See, that's what he deals with. People, idiots like you all the time. You know, Tommies that try to be Thommies, you know.
I'm a Thomas, thank you very much.
Are you?
Yes.
Are you going to ring up and reclaim your name?
Well, it's not on the list.
No.
Give us a call, 1310.
It's a made up name.
131060. And reclaim your name, Nigel.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday Arvo and on 131060, give us a call and reclaim your name.
Yep, there's a list of the most unpopular baby names. It's been released and I dispute some of these. On the list of unpopular names is Kobe, Nigel. Mm. Nigel No Mates, this is a joke you made before. Mm. And half our team didn't know what that meant.
One member.
Nah, I think the young guys in there didn't know what Nigel No Mates meant.
Really?
Is that a sign we're getting old?
Oh, yeah. My grey hair is also a sign I'm getting old.
131060, we want you to reclaim your name. Kristen.
Hello, I'd love to reclaim my name.
What happens, Kristen?
What do you mean, what happens? We're very rare, but we're a good breed.
So, I know, you're number 9 on this list of unpopular baby names. How does that feel, Kristen?
Oh, look, I mean, yeah, I haven't met a baby named Kristen, but I've met lots of people my age named Kristen.
I've got a very fond Kristen in my life. Do you want to give us your credentials, Kristen? Because obviously if you want to reclaim your name, you've got to prove to us that...
it's a name worth reclaiming.
Yes.
Yes.
So give us a bit about yourself.
Oh, Jesus. you've caught me off guard. I've got a head cold. You're not going to get much out of me right now.
Okay, so as far as we're concerned, Kristen's a sick and can't think on the spot.
Kristen, have you heard of Nigel No Mates, the expression?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. It rings a bell.
Yeah. Well done reclaiming the name, Kristen. Let's go down to Graham. G'day, Graham.
G'day, how you going?
Yes, pretty good.
Oh, Graham, are you outraged that you're on the list of unpopular baby names?
For sure, because there's three different ways of spelling Graham. There's G-R-A-E-M-E.
Yes.
There's G-R-A-H-A-M and there's G-R-A-H-A-M-E, which is what I am.
And you know, you know, you, at the end. Yep.
Yeah, you want to know a funny story about my name? I was named after a mate of my dad's, right? Mm-hmm. But in when my dad was, you know, when this is 59 years ago when I was named. So I've been, Graham's have been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there was an old stove that was in the old house that they had and it was spelled G-R-A-H-A-M-E. So that's where the E came from because it was named after Graham Industries. So I'm pretty hot.
Well, Graham sold me because
I love it.
Great work, Graham.
If I have another one, Graham, I'm calling it Graham.
Yep, and that little girl will be lucky to get that name.
With an E.
Yes. Who we got?
What about you, Jeffrey?
Well, I'm interested in knowing which way you spell it. I mean,
well,
I think
it's funny, Jeffrey. The second most unpopular name is Jeffrey with a J. Are you with a J or a G?
I'm a Geoff.
Oh, you're a Geoff.
Geoff.
Well, you're fine, Jeff.
I sit there and I wander into the banks and everything else. Say, how do you spell it? I'm a Geoff. And they look at me stupid going, what the hell are you talking about? I said, I'm a Geoff.
A Geoff is so helpful because usually I don't know which way the letters go round. Like if you say Jeff. If you say Jeff but with a G, I go, okay.
Where's the O? I'm into Jeffreys
thank you,
and Geoffrey. Graham's. What about France? I don't remember mentioning a Francis on this list. Francis?
Yeah, well, I'm putting myself on there because I hate the bloody name.
Oh. But
Francis, do people call you Frankie?
Yeah, they do. They do.
All right. Frankie's good.
Yeah, no, that's all right. But, you can't be a bloody truck driver and ride Harley Davidson around and walk into a bar with shorts and bongs on and say, g'day, my name's Francis.
Thanks, Francis.
Final, should we give the final word to Sharon? Oh, hey, Shaz.
Drives trucks.
Yeah, I'm definitely not reclaiming my name.
Oh, Sharon, why?
Who would run around calling their kids Sharon? Sharon, quick, come here.
What about a little Shaz? I like Shaz for a name.
Yeah, nah. Definitely not reclaiming that.
Jeez, because we've got more people giving away their names and claiming it. Shaz, have you got any nicknames? Do you go by anything else?
Yeah, I'm just Shaz.
Okay, have you thought about changing your name to Francis?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No one wants that either.
Okay, Sharon, maybe this will make you feel better. We've got one last caller. What is your name?
Karen.
Karen.
Yep. Yeah, I know. I liked the fact many years ago I was anonymous with my name. I didn't like it, but I was anonymous. It didn't matter. Nobody I knew was a Karen.
And so, Karen, I've been told by one of our producers that when you actually make complaints, what do you do?
I'm Isabella or Phoebe or yes. Charmaine, I've been.
Charmaine!
Yes. And yet here you are. Ringing our radio station to complain about your name.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home to Sabo.
If there was any section of the community that deserved to be a bit antsy at the moment post-pandemic, with lack of funding and perhaps lack of support, what section of the community do you think that could be?
Single mums.
Yes, they definitely deserve to be a bit antsy. Mm. Another group.
The health workers?
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
Yep.
Though I... No.
And
it's going to come back into the same territory. You know where I get angry, which is what are heroes? And I just, if we need to get back onto it, if you work at a supermarket, you're not a hero.
You were a frontline worker during the pandemic.
You were not a frontline worker and you're not a hero.
But what community?
Good on you.
What community was brought to a standstill, but yet every single fundraiser that needed to happen, all of a sudden they volunteered their time and came out in droves?
Musicians.
Artists. The arts.
Just give me a win.
Yes, I'm saying.
Okay.
Musicians are part of the arts.
Yeah, okay.
They have every right to be antsy. And the art and the people that love going to see musicians, plays,
comedy.
Theatres.
Comedy.
Comedy. are desperate to be back out there, right?
Palpable.
Well, no, you're in the arts as well. Just put your violin away for the moment.
I can't play it.
It's not about you.
I can't play it.
Jesse will learn by Friday. Yeah. On the weekend, we went to see, have you heard of Dorian Gray?
No, so you mentioned it the other day and I thought it was a band.
It's a cool name for a band, yeah, Dorian Gray.
And I thought you'd give me more hints about it, so I pretended to know what it was. And you went, people have told me it's just the best show ever. Yeah. And I thought, that's not getting me any closer.
Well, I didn't understand what I was about to go see.
So we both didn't know.
But everyone kept saying to me, you got to go see this stage show called Dorian Gray. Right. The way they use like special effects and multimedia and, you know, like all of it, it just blows your mind and it'll re-change how you think about live theatre, right?
Wow.
Anyway, so we get tickets to go see this show. It's like based on Oscar Wilde, some Oscar Wilde thing. And anyway.
This is sounding very artsy.
It was very artsy. And as we rocked up and we paid a lot of money for a champagne, it was so cute that we went to get a champagne and the guy says to Chris, would you want French champagne? He goes, yes, yes. And then $25 per champagne. And Chris is like, gosh. And I'm like, babe, that's because it's French champagne. He's like, what's the difference? And I'm like, oh, God. We could have got sparkling wine for $10. But anyway, as we sipped on our French champagne with, I reckon the average age was about 65, right? And then there was us. Right. Yeah. Anyway, we make our way into the theatre.
It was all very exciting
to be back. There was energy there. Everyone was excited. Anyway, the show began, and it's focused around the work of this one woman that the actress is Jean Norville, I think. No, it does matter because she's phenomenal in it. Phenomenal in it. I don't want to get her name wrong, but
no
I'll
one's
going to
know who you're talking about. Or...
Anyway, the anticipation because coming into something that everyone has said is amazing.
He shrugged. You could name your favourite stage actor in Australia, and no one would know who it is. Anyway, sorry.
Anyway.
Yes. Good on Millsy. You. Great work. Millsy. Oh, my God.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's Jean Norville, but I want to get it right.
Okay.
But anyway, we get in there. We're half an hour into this show, and no one is moved. It is that compelling, right? It is amazing. This is a one-woman show where she plays all these different characters.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you couldn't pick one of the actresses. You don't know the one actress.
She's the only actress
in
it.
And you don't know her name.
I think her name is Erin Jean Norville.
Erin Jean Norville. Yes. She does all the roles, and she's phenomenal, right? And then half an hour in, all of a sudden, this voice comes over the top and it says, we regret to inform you there's been a technical issue. We're trying to work it out now. We'll let you know. So we all sit there.
The show's going on.
No. The show interval. Comes to a stop. Okay. Half an hour in, right? She stops. She walks off stage. They say there's been a technical issue and just give us a moment. Okay. First of all, I'm like, why is everybody clapping? There's been a technical issue, right? And I'm like, what a supportive crowd. Like, that's lovely, right? So we sit there. Then they come back on about 15 minutes later and say, actually, we're going to have to take an intermission. And there's no intermission in this thing, right? We're going to take an intermission. We still haven't got it sorted.
Clap. Yes.
I'm like, what a crowd.
Hot crowd.
What a crowd. Anyway, so we go off and we all mingle around. Then we come back in after 40 minutes. It's a lot of sitting around. We regret to inform you we have not been able to fix this technical issue. Unfortunately, you'll have to go make arrangements to see the show at another time. However, the show is sold out, so that might be tricky to organise, but we'll try and get a refund. People applauded the thing being cancelled.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I don't know what you could have done in front of that crowd. You could have done anything.
Yeah, yeah. You know why? You know why? Because crowds get nervous when it's real artsy because you don't know if it's part of the show or not. And so you don't want to be the one who doesn't get it. And so you just clap. Even on the way home, there'd be people thinking.
I was hurling stuff.
French champagne coming at the stage.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up very soon, one of Tommy's old housemates is joining us on the show.
Oh, did we get Johnny?
Is it Johnny?
No, it's not Johnny. No.
I just saw a very funny pic of Johnny.
Yes. He's flat out at the moment, couldn't be on the show.
Mate, he's got so much going on in his life. Anyway, Bickers, up next. A man who was on one of the biggest stages in the world, and what happened to him is the stuff that usually happens in a nightmare and you wake up in a cold sweat.
And you think, oh God, that was just a dream.
Oh my gosh, we're fine. It's okay. Anyway, I'll tell you about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because what do you know about Alberto Nonino?
Don't know about Alberto.
What do you know about Alberto Nonino's Panino?
Oh, is this the guy who, yes. I didn't know that was his name.
The 400 meter, he was competing in the decathlon at the Com Games.
The what?
The decathlon. we say that because his penis came out of his shorts and he kept repetitively trying to get it away.
Do we?
Couldn't. All right, someone wants pictures. You can only pinch and zoom so much because
no,
you're
I
pervert.
Just wondered, I haven't seen this, I haven't seen the incident.
It's saved as your background on your phone.
No, I just wondered whether for context for this chat it would be helpful if I saw it.
When you see just the race, what it looks like is a man who kind of keeps grabbing his crutch.
And what's he trying to do in that?
Put his penis back in his pants.
Oh, so it came out of the shorts.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes. And I'm just
interested. And how did it impact on his performance?
He came last. And to be fair, he took off out of the box very quickly. And
so it cost him the race.
And he was coming kind of first around the bend.
How did Shervo used to deal with it?
So do you want to know what I heard? Do you want to know what I heard? I heard from a former Olympian who shall remain unnamed that what the runners used to do is, you know how they wear the tights?
Yeah.
He said wear two pairs, and the first pair they'd put on and they'd grab their
bits.
Yeah. And they'd put it like outside and pull it up so it kind of pushed your bits out, and then put your second pair over them. So essentially your first pair was acting like a push-up bra for your balls.
Why do we want to push up bra for our balls?
Because for the same reason you were asking about Matt Shervington and he hasn't done the sport in 20 years.
What? I don't know.
Because
understand.
That was the thing he was famous for. Because then you would get a famous bounce going on.
Oh, but I thought the whole point of this is you're trying to keep it tucked in so it doesn't get in the way while you're running.
No, yes, coming out is not what you're going for. But do you see what I mean about
so
the
push-up?
So
why don't they have something like a bra that we would wear a sports bra?
Do you mean
bra?
Underwear?
No, because underwear, there's a difference between a bra and a sports bra. A sports bra is tight and keeps it locked in. But I would have thought you needed that for your bits
so
downstairs.
So with the Shervo example, you'd wear two sports bras, and the first one you put under your bra and push your boobs up, and then put the second one over the top.
Right.
Anyway, I've brought our producer Annabelle into the studio just for a second because I read this story and I wanted to talk about it, and I said, Annabelle, can you please print off a news article about it? Now, Bickers, see why if you can understand why I might have questions about where Annabelle gets her news. Can you read the headline from this particular article?
Runner is furious after his dreams are crushed by his own penis.
And then can you also read, can you read this line here, please?
Eagle-eyed viewers spotted the unfortunate reason Nanino's run was compromised as he tried to contain his thunder as it repeatedly fell out during the race.
Annabelle,
is this a 50 Shades book?
Yeah, are you getting the news from Pornhub?
Oh, my God, I've revealed myself.
Then it says, allowing him to run properly, which is normal when your dongle is swinging from...
Where did you get this article?
I don't know. I'm trying to look for it now. I think news.com.
I did not have that.
Oh, see, it would be tricky, though. Gosh, running with that. Yeah.
What, have you seen a picture now?
No, I haven't. I can just imagine it would be a real pain in the backside, in the front side.
Well, Spanish press have speculated that Nanino may have not been able to contain his penino because it could have been a result of an absence of underwear.
But you're not getting to that far. The Com Games, going for like a gold and forgetting to put undies on.
Imagine that. You're on the starting box and you're thinking it's colder. It's a bit colder than usual.
Oh,
I hope my
it.
Penis doesn't fall out. Oh, my God, my penis has fallen out.
Can you
that's
stop
all right.
Saying,
that's why. Heating
it over and over.
It's cold,
use
it's
some of the other
enough.
Words, the thunder and the dongle.
Dongle's hanging out. Hang on, how come my reception is so good? My dongle's out, isn't it? Hang on. How come I've got...
Okay.
Is this 5D?
Okay. Bill really appreciated that one. What do you want to do calls on?
On my hard drive.
Okay, stop it. Stop
it. It's a floppy disk.
Have a go, Carrie. Have a go.
No, I'm just thinking about lightning gear.
That's where I pee from. IP address. I'm sorry.
When you have to start explaining it. 13 10 60.
What popped out? What flopped out? What fell out? And where? And why did it make it weird? Give us a call.
Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo. And on 13 10 60, what popped out where?
Yes, because Alberto Nanino's penino has come out when he was running the 400 metres as part of the
I feel so bad for him. Yeah. I've seen the pics. No one wants that. That's, you know,
there's a lot of fire emojis on his post. There's a lot of people writing fire emojis.
You reckon
emojis.
This plays out well for him?
Yeah, yeah. I reckon he might have done deliberately.
Oh, stop that. This man's entire focus has been on winning gold at the Games, and then he's distracted by his bits.
Jesse, when you've been running along, how often has your penis come out of your pants?
I just wear underwear and it seems to solve the problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Brad, Eli, how many times have you
Brad.
Oh, Eli's never, the president never. Of Run Club as well, so.
Never. Yes, that's true.
Brad, can you sympathise with Alberto?
Unfortunately, I can. I was, I'm an iceberger and I was swimming in the ocean, and then on my way back, I realised in the car I'd forgotten my spare pair of trackies, so I was just in a towel. And I was hankering for a coffee, and my fuel tank was low, so I thought I'll just quickly go to BP, hold my towel in one hand, get the coffee in the other hand, and as I've gone to grab the coffee, my hand's kind of jostled off the towel, and it's just gone falling down. And to make it worse, I'm a teacher, and one of the mums from my class was in the next room, and I turned around, and it was a disaster.
How many seconds do you reckon you were out in the world for?
I would have felt longer than...
Oh, unfortunately, way too long. I even had to bend down to get the towel for everything.
Bending down naked is one of the most vulnerable positions you can be in.
Oh.
For anyone, even a hot person bending down naked is not good.
I remember, story is not suitable.
Most of the things that come out of your brain during these chats aren't suitable.
Yeah, it's okay. I remember,
Sylvia. Fine. Sylvia, save me from hearing a story that's not appropriate.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
What can I say? I've had an inappropriate episode. I was many moons ago in a combined youth group, Mini Olympics.
And there Mini Olympics. Along the...
So there I am running around the oval, right opposite the audience where the spectators were. I felt, I've popped out of my bra and I'm wearing a singlet. So I'm thinking, holy smoke, what do I do now? I basically just tried to tuck them in inconspicuously and kind of ran with my hand between my two breasts as if I was having a heart attack.
Do you know what that reminded me of, Sylvia? When we were in London, I joined a gym there, and one day I went there and it was a lot of running as a group on a treadmill, and I forgot my sports bra and I had no bra on, and so I just went, I thought, I can do this, I'm not a particularly big busted girl, I'll be right. And then I started jogging with just a singlet on. It was hurting so much that I just held my hands up to my breast while I was running, and it took the instructor to say, I think it'd be better if you ran with your hands down, as if my running style was to run with my hand on my breast. And I was like, no, I think it's better for everybody if I continue to run the way I am.
Right here. Do you think that's what old mate should have done? Should he have just
run with his hand on it?
Held it.
No.
Like he's ready to pass a baton on.
Leroy, when did it pop out?
Oh, years ago I used to umpire footy, Aussie rules, and I turned up at the ground and forgot to pack my undies. I was wearing boxer shorts. So I've had to roll my boxer shorts up over and over and over, and then ran out onto the field, ran around the oval a little bit, saw some friends over near the coach's dugout in front of the grandstand, and started doing some stretches, the old groin stretch, and the old meat and potato fell out the side. One good thing for me, I suppose, was it was early in the season, so it wasn't cold.
And how did everybody else feel it? Did they see your dongle?
Oh, yeah.
And what?
So for the rest of the game, I was called Umpire Prick.
I reckon you probably had that nickname before.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And NIB is more than just health insurance. You can check it out at nib.com.au.
I didn't know this. I thought NIB was just about your health insurance, your hospitals and extra covers, but no, it's about helping you put your health first. And there's so many perks when you join NIB.
And they've been around for 70 years because you've got to be doing a great job to stay viable for that long. Make sure you join up with NIB. Coming up next, because something very exciting, one of my former housemates has found himself on TV.
Oh, you're jealous?
A little bit, but it depends what TV show it is. Maybe it's Crime Stoppers. Is it? Find out next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Have You Been Paying Attention is back on Channel 10 tonight at 8:40, and one of the stars of the show, Luke McGregor, joins us now. G'day, Lukey.
Well. Thanks for having me. I really appreciate this.
hard act to follow, Luke. Prime Minister Albo last week and Luke McGregor this week.
Well, he was a guest quizmaster, so I don't have to follow him. I just have to follow the guests that were on the panel. So I'm getting out of it on a technicality, right? That's what politicians do, pal.
Hey, we need to address the pressing issue, and I hope it's the bench pressing issue. How's Buff Luke going?
He's getting there. He's gone from doing almost vertical up against the wall push-ups to on the couch handle push-ups.
What do you mean? So you're standing on the ground, but then you're resting your arms on the couch and doing push-ups like that? Kind of like you're getting up off the couch, but over and over again?
Yeah, pretty much. So it's I was doing them up against the kitchen bench, which is a bit higher, makes them easier, and now I'm onto the couch handle, which is a bit lower. So I'm almost to the floor.
This is another technicality. You haven't been doing any workouts, have you?
You wouldn't say that to my... I've been actually not that visible. I've got to say my biceps, but they actually look pretty normal. I'm getting there.
What's happened to Buff Luke? Is Buff Luke still trying to be Buff Luke, or is Buff Luke...
Buff Luke's still on the cards. Did we ever set a date, Carrie, that I had to reveal the buffness? I remember we said I'd reveal it to you, but I can't remember what it was. But I can't remember what the date was.
It's in three months.
I've already locked in the men's health cover, so you have to tell me if I have to move that date or not.
Oh, man, Imagine having not a good bottle. Imagine my current bottle, the men's health issue forever would be devastating.
Mate, it's either going to have to be you. It's going to have to be you or Carrie. So either way, a bit of work's got to go in.
Oh,
what do you mean?
Become a man.
Yes.
Brutal. I will. Carrie and I will do it. We'll be the buffest people on that cover. It's just a matter of time.
Luke, I got bad news, bro. I told you 3 months away. The date you gave us was September 23rd is when you're going to reveal your new bod to the world.
Are you sure? September 23rd? That's real soon. I'm going to have to see what science can do.
Hey, Luke, when you go on Have You Been Paying Attention, have you actually been paying attention in that week before, or are you just a wing it kind of man?
I'll do a little news check just to see if there's anything that I am, but not really. Like when they did the sports round, I just sit there, start to drool, I don't know what's going on or who anyone's called. There was one question about inflation.
You would have been all over that.
But I was. Didn't have a joke for it, so I don't know if it'll make the edit. I did know it. I knew the answer, so that's something.
Do you forget? I did Andy Lee's show, The 100, and I forgot at times because I knew the answer to so few. When I did, I got so excited that I just gave them the answer. And they looked at me like, that's not
your
job.
It's the art of the conversation.
Yes. Does that happen?
I did. Is it Letters and Numbers, or the one Michael Hing hosts on SBS? I got really upset when I couldn't do the maths very well, and then just genuinely was just trying to win. Forgot that I was supposed to be on there as a comedian. I just forgot and started trying to win and
make funny. It's just math. Also, that is based on my favourite show in the UK, Countdown. Was it fun?
I loved the game. I just forgot what they were asking me to be there for. Yeah, I just started playing. It was like doing like a Twitch stream. I didn't talk at all. I just played the game. I'm very competitive, so I...
I've just looked at something, Luke. So the 23rd of September was when you were going to unveil Buff Luke.
Yeah.
But I've also seen that on the 2nd of October is your 40th birthday. Is this part of the unveiling? Is this when we get to meet Buff Luke at your 40th?
Yeah, I was thinking about going away for my 40th and not doing anything. because I don't have to deal with the, like, the venue size or hiring a venue or working out who's on the invite list. The whole thing makes me worried. And so I'm going to probably leave the country and just go somewhere for like a week and then come back.
Take the bus bob to the beach or something.
Or do that swim Tommy did, but don't tell anyone about it. Just so no one can find me.
I think I know where you might go. Have you been eyeing off this place for a while?
I'm thinking Italy, maybe, just because I haven't been before. I haven't been to Europe.
That's not why you're going.
Yeah, oh, my God, I know. Honest. Is this the thing you were saying about the thing he wants to go visit?
Because I haven't been for a while. It's because there's a statue that looks like you.
Oh, yeah, look, if I happen to visit that at the same time, that's, what a bonus.
Does that make it a tax write-off or something? Post it, you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, I can write it the whole day. I really want to selfie with that statue. So that's pretty much the only reason I'm going.
mate, have you been paying attention? Tonight, 8:40 on Channel 10. Thanks, Luke.
And in Rome, there's a statue, so go look at that too. That looks like me.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, everyone's favourite Monday segment is back again. And would you like to guess the theme for this week?
Let me guess.
It was after the big announcement we had last Friday.
I thought so. I thought you wouldn't have strayed too far from the company line.
That's right.
I think.
Is this going to be a Monday's Live?
No, I think it's a Friday's Live. This is some R&B tunes. We got a bit of Shaggy in there.
Yes,
the Shanty, Craig David.
I love how big is you give Jesse grief about towing the company
TLC,
line.
TLC,
and then you
Macklemore.
Proceed to read off a list in front of you of all the artists appearing at Friday's Live.
But I've incorporated one of our favourite games recently.
Same. What?
S-P-E.
Great.
L.
Spelling.
That's right.
Woo-hoo.
Good job.
Thank you.
So I'm going to spell out.
This is going to be so easy.
No, I'm going to spell out the title of the song, and you have to give me the title and then
harder.
The artist as
that's
well.
That's harder. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, oh your first gosh. One.
Okay.
Hang on, sorry. I'm just going through my Ashanti catalogue, just getting them. Oh, yep. Okay, got it.
W.
Jeez, there's a few. Okay.
Shaggy, Carrie, wasn't me.
Straight out. W-A.
Well, I can just keep.
T.
Yeah, continue.
E.
Yeah. Yeah. Tommy, it is TLC Waterfall.
I haven't thought this game through completely. All right, one zip to Tommy. Song number two. L. O.
Tommy.
Tommy.
Is it Lover Lover, Shaggy?
Ooh.
Oh! I mean, again, it could be, though. He really hasn't thought this game through.
L. O.
Okay.
N. E.
Oh,
L.
Tommy.
Oh, Carrie.
Why?
Akon.
Lonely.
So lonely.
So lonely.
Tune. One all.
It's quite a tune.
It is a tune.
Yeah.
And that's why he's playing at Friday's Live.
Yes.
All right. Song number three. W-H-A-T.
Tommy. What's Love Got to Do with it, Fat Joe and Ashanti?
Oh.
Oh, what's my name? Oh, something.
Why?
What's that one thing?
F.
What you?
L.
F L.
You've missed some letters, mate. Go and start again.
Can I be back in?
No, I'm out. Who is? What is it?
Ah,
oh, tell me what's your favorite.
Are you writing those down as we went?
Yes, I was. I've got what you refool.
No, you've put a break in. You've got wah to you refool.
All right, song number four, T H.
Tommy, it is Macklemore Thrift Shop.
Oh!
Hey, have we heard his new song?
Chant, the one with Tones and I.
Yeah.
Yes.
How good?
Yes.
Yes, it is an absolute.
Do you know it's her first collab?
Is it?
Yes. I heard that, and I haven't got any others in my head.
No.
But yes, I heard it's her first collab.
Awesome.
All right, Tommy for the win. Bickers to draw. Song number five. B. E. F. A. I. T
E F A I
T H
I'll be faithful.
Deshaun. Oh
no.
Tommy.
Tommy, for the
win. That is the I call him skinny boy. It is Fat Man Scoop.
Deshaun.
Carrie and Tommy.
Let's go!
R&B Fridays presents.
Fridays Live.
Fridays!
Australia's biggest party returns with Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, and many more. Tickets on sale this Friday from frontiertouring.com.
The concert of the year. What a fun party to go to with a mate.
Fridays Live is here. Look at this for a lineup, Bickers. Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, Ashanti, Shaggy, Deshaun, Drew Hill, Havana Brown, Yo Mafia, and more.
And someone who I've heard is turning 40 around this time and is desperate to go is on the line now. Shall we call her? She's not on the line. Yeah. We do need to call her. Time to call her, Jesse.
I thought you were just going to slow down to the point where Jesse rings.
Hello, Priya speaking.
Like the ceiling can hold us.
Hold us.
Like the ceiling can hold us.
Oh, I'm trying to learn the rap part. That's my next goal.
There's a what it is, what it isn't, and the rest of
it. What it is, what it isn't, yeah.
Hello, Priya.
Hello.
We hear you're a big Fridays Live fan.
Oh, my God. Do you know, I have been waiting for the announcement. I'm like, when is it going to come back? So I heard it. I was like, oh, my God. I messaged all my friends. I'm like, we have to go.
We weren't just singing I'm so excited. Can't Hold Us because we're weirdos. This is your song, isn't it?
It is.
Can't Hold Us.
Oh, it's my jam. We entered our sort of wedding reception ceremony to this song. I run to it. I might have even requested it at the birth of my child. I don't know. I was a bit delirious at that point, so I can't remember, but I'm sure it was playing then too. But top favourite song of all time.
Fun little fact for you that I learnt from Macklemore last night on the project was that
I was going to say, what? Were you just hanging out?
No, while we interviewed him. His second child was conceived while listening to Shaggy live on stage.
What?
You heard me right.
What do you mean? Like, was he in the green room or something?
His tour manager is also his wife.
Oh, and man. Oh, they were doing what they do while Shaggy was on stage.
I'm just saying, have the best time on Friday live.
You're going, Priya. Enjoy every minute of that.
I'm so excited. Thank you. Thank you. Love you guys so much. Oh,
all the best,
amazing.
Priya. Can't wait to hear how it is and to welcome the new bub into the world.
R&B Fridays presents Fridays Live, Australia's biggest party returns with Macklemore, TLC, Akon, Craig David, Ashanti and loads more playing across the country this November. Tickets are on sale Friday, 11 a.m. from frontiertouring.com. This is Priya's request. Macklemore, the ceiling can't hold us. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
I think Australia could have been the kiss of death.
Why? To who?
To Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian.
Oh, no, Bickers.
They've split just after they had their little rendezvous in Down Under.
Well, kind of just after they got together, really?
Well, no, they've been together for a while.
What, 9 months?
That's a while, isn't it?
God, I don't know.
It is in your books.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you now casting judgment over someone else's short relationship?
Because whenever I break up with someone after 9 months, people tell me that barely got started.
But I thought they were going to be together forever.
No, yeah.
I mean, I didn't, but I did think it was an interesting move from him early on to get her kids' names tattooed on his neck.
No way. If I got to hook up with Kim Kardashian, I'd get everything tattooed everywhere. No one.
Not
it'd be my first
kids.
Sentence. People would go.
Her kids.
People would go, hey, Tommy, how are you going? And I'd say, pretty good. I got to sleep with Kim Kardashian.
Okay, so. I get if you wrote Kim K all over mm-hmm. your body, but her kids?
Yeah, well.
Like, why bring them into the relationship? You know,
I don't
like
know,
it's all just weird.
Okay,
I think
sure.
it's weird.
Sure.
Anyway, what a shame. There we go. She's someone who so is happy is Kanye.
She's back on the market.
Yep, she's back on the market.
And so
Kanye's
he.
Happy, and he is back on the market too.
Who are we going to have a crack at? Because we're going to have a crack at Pete or Kim. Whose DMs are you going to slide into first?
I think I'd probably go Kim's.
Would you? Mm. Why?
Actually, maybe Chloe. I'm big into Chloe at the moment.
She wasn't even in the relationship.
Well, I didn't realise I had to pick from those
two. Sorry.
Yeah,
we're just DMing the people who most want to DM. Right, Eva Mendes, I'm coming for you.
Hey, can we talk Britney Spears? Obviously.
What do you mean? Absolutely.
I'm a big Britney fan. Mm. Have been from the beginning.
I still don't understand the ankle snapping video. Was it fake? Oh. Did we work
I
out that? Do you remember
think
that?
So. Was it?
Well, yeah, I don't know, because we never saw any follow up. For those who don't know, she posted this dancing video a while ago on social media, and it made a real snap noise when she fell over.
I have no idea. I just believe everything I see, so I assume
and
it's real.
I doubt it all.
But
what's
speaking
happened?
About her Instagram, her...
Oh, stop. My God.
Oh, was that the actual
that was
audio?
It. Yeah, that
was
makes actually
me feel
it.
Sick. Don't ever do that again.
But it makes me think it's why it's
it does sound like a whip cracking.
Yes.
Anyway, her ex, Kevin Federline, has done this tell-all interview, and I'm never into it when someone comes from the past and tries to trash all over their ex. But anyway, he's gone on the record to talk about her and her sons and how he's tried to keep them out protected and out of the limelight. But his big issue he had during this interview was how much her Instagram affects her children, and in particular her nudity on Instagram. He says his children find tricky to deal with. Mm-hmm. And she, he said... Her love of nude selfies, he says they have a negative effect on their teenage sons. He's tried to explain to them, maybe that's just another way that, you know, your mum's trying to express herself, but it gets tricky and uncomfortable. She has hit back saying that it saddens her to hear that her ex has decided to discuss the relationship between her and her children in an interview. And raising boys is never easy for anyone. And it's all incredibly sad. He goes on to talk about how he thinks the conservatorship for a period of time actually saved her life.
Oh, gosh.
But yeah, it's just interesting having not seen him for years. Like, when was the last time we saw Kevin Federline do anything? And all of a sudden now he's coming out post-conservatorship and doing big tell-alls.
I remember he was dancing and he looked amazing. And then I remember not seeing him for ages. And then he came out and people were like, Jesus.
Yes. Well, I was a lot of the Jesus when I saw this. So I was like, is that?
So how much does it muddy the water if he was paid for that interview?
Muddies the water a lot.
Okay.
I mean, I just think the whole thing's gross, to be honest.
Okay, sure.
Like, if you're trying to protect your kids, then just don't do the interview at all. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's maybe it needs money.
But side note, so there's this thing that I saw online.
Yeah.
Have a look and see, because for me it was Britney Spears. What's the first famous person's name you see in that collection of words?
Jay Sean. What's that?
Jay Sean is your next fancy dress costume.
Oh, that'll be so easy. I've got all of his clothes already.
Mine was Britney. How weird. And I've dressed up as her for a fancy dress party. She's my girl.
Okay. Yeah. So I've got to come just as Jay Sean when?
Yeah. Next fancy dress party.
Okay. Are you going to come as Britney with the broken ankle or without?
Oh, don't make that noise again. Okay. I'll be very cross.
Did you slap your bum to make that noise?
Finally, to all the mamas out there and the married women, guys, we can now partake in Miss Universe.
Yeah. I don't think you can because...
What do you mean?
Sorry, because I looked into this because obviously it's something I'm fascinated by. Firstly, I didn't know there was rules in the first place.
That married women and mums couldn't, you know, I didn't realise they were, I mean, I knew they were backwards, but I didn't realise they were that backwards.
I think you're so distracted when you see a woman in a bikini that you don't go to ask, what's
are
your
you
marital
and
status
have
and have you had kids? Yes.
No.
But I think the 18 to 28 age range might still be eaten.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, so sorry, mate.
Yes, no.
I hate to break it to you, Bickers, but we are going to have
to... That's the only thing between me and Miss Universe.
We're
going
to have to stick to Miss Regional Maturity for you.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the show's over, you can find more of Carrie and Tommy in the podcast. With NIB, you get more than just health insurance. As a partner that helps you put your health first, there's a range of other perks when you join NIB. Visit nib.com.au.